This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. American Airlines Flight 587 was bound for Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic. Although the nationalities of all passengers are not yet known, it appears many were Dominicans on trips to visit family members. Among the victims were a bus driver, a factory worker, and a homemaker, parents, children, other loved ones. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
For New York Dominicans with friends and family on Flight 587, yesterday was a blur of trying to get better information. 20-year-old Anthony Guzman came to the Dominican consulate hoping to confirm his uncle was or wasn't on the flight. When he'd first heard of the news of yet another airplane crash in New York City, Guzman had thought he was somewhat prepared.
The first thing I thought was another terrorist attack in New York. That's the first thing that's going to come up to your head. And as soon as you heard they saying that there were F-16s in the air, they're closing the airports, bridges, it's the first thing that came to my head, another attack.
But a few more details about the crash came soon. Hundreds of thousands of people from the Dominican Republic have made New York their home. They hold their own mini Olympics here. They send piles of money back to relatives, and they reach out to help each other in times like these. On the fourth floor of the community center Alianza Dominicana Monday afternoon, longtime activist Milagros Batista looked at scribbled notes from scores of phone calls and assigned jobs to volunteers. Some drove relatives to a hotel near the airport where many victims' families gathered. Others, who are trained counselors, went to sit with people at their homes.
You can feel that people, it is part of the culture when this kind of thing happens, that people need support and the people want people in their home.
The center could react quickly to this tragedy because it had already organized a system to help families who lost jobs or loved ones in the World Trade Center attacks. Batista says this crash feels similar, but it's also different for her. Two community center staff lost family members, and one former employee was on the plane.
So far, three people that I knew.
Batista was keeping an informal list of victims, culled from people who told her their relatives were on the flight. An official list was unavailable until early this morning. Yesterday, many relatives said they felt frustrated just leaving messages and callback numbers with American Airlines and government officials. Some hoped for the best. Others already knew the worst. At an evening gathering at a sports club in Manhattan's Washington Heights neighborhood, one woman mourned her mother, who had been on the plane. Relatives and friends and politicians came together for a minute of silence and a series of speeches. Mayor-elect Mike Bloomberg said in Spanish, "I am very sorry." New York Governor George Pataki offered the same prescription for this as for September 11th.
Through our faith in God and our belief in freedom and our commitment to stand together, we will put this tragedy behind us, as we will put the tragedy of September 11th behind us, and we will see this community get stronger. We will see this city get stronger. We will see our state get stronger, and we will see our country reach new and greater heights.
Packed in the crowded room, Jasmine Padilla cried through all the speeches. But what she really came for was some information.
Something at least for us to know how it happened. You know, and why it happened. Well, what's the cause of it?
Outside, 100 candles lit a picture of the Virgin Mary. Some whys and hows may get resolved as officials sort through plane debris. Other wonderings may not find answers in the days or years to come. Emily Harris, NPR News, New York.